Hey.
Yep.
Have you heard about Hot Santa?
Yeah, like when I dress up in a Santa outfit.
No. He's Santa. Not you. Except younger and good looking. And he works a retail job part time.
Ah, okay, fine.
So let me explain. Hot Santa is a character in a new series of Target ads. He's played by character Bren Bailey, and he's basically a normal guy, well, a hot guy, except when he's not delivering presents to children all over the world, he works in the frozen section at Target.
These turkey deals are the real deal.
Sarah, did you hear that? It was Santa Claus, and he's, like, weirdly hot.
Come on, do we really need a hot Santa today?
Apparently, we do need a hot Santa. Target's new Santa is a big hit online, so we called up an expert who could shed light on how Santa Claus has morphed over the years. Bruce Forbes is a retired professor of religious studies at Morningside University. He wrote the book Christmas, A Candid History, and we asked him if he's ever seen a Santa quite like this one.
Well, I don't know about handsome and strong, but tall and thin.
What, so Santa had a six-pack?
I guess at some point he was thin. Before there was Santa, there was the Dutch mythical figure Sinterklaas, based on the Catholic bishop St. Nicholas. He was tall and skinny, and he delivered oranges instead of, like, PlayStations. After the Dutch brought Sinterklaas here in the 17th century, the Americans took it and ran with it. And here's how Forbes says Santa is depicted in the classic poem The Night Before Christmas, first published in 1823.
The image of Santa Claus would not be the Santa that you and I imagine now. So he's an elf, which, by the way, would help explain how he could come down a chimney, I guess.
Yeah. See, I always wondered how he did that.
Yeah, with so much, he's so chubby. How does he get down the chimney nowadays? But even though Santa has been shape-shifting for hundreds of years, Forbes says it was the American department store and later Coca-Cola that gave us the mainstream chubby Santa we know today.
Yeah, the guy with the beard.
Right. And Forbes says people can get very protective over that version of Santa.
It also reminds me of the little kerfuffle when somebody on Fox was adamant that the black Santa was not correct because everybody knows Santa is white. You know, and my first reaction is, how do you know anything about Santa? Because Santa has changed so much.
Yeah, see, I don't recall so much anger over other versions of Santa. I mean, Hulk Hogan played Santa in a really bad 90s movie, Santa with Muscles.
Or the Santa portrayed by John Travolta in those Capital One commercials. He ordered milk at the bar and danced to the Bee Gees.
I know that commercial. Disco Santa. Love him.
Yeah, so only one thing stands out here that's different than those Santas, right, May?